Welcome back into Inside the Numbers. It's time to take a look at some NFL games. We'll start out with the Packers and the Panthers. They kick and Carolina at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Both these teams still in the mix for the playoffs. Last week, Packers came from behind, beat the Browns in overtime 27-21. Panthers, they got by the Vikings 31-24. Carolina's tied with the Saints for first in the NFC South.
Panthers beat a great Vikings team last week. Saints lost at Atlanta. So, Panthers are now tied for the lead with New Orleans and currently sit in the fifth wild card spot in the NFC standings. Green Bay, as you know, everyone knows, lost Aaron Rodgers back in mid-October, and they really looked like they would be done because, frankly, they were a one-man show. Rodgers is off the injured reserve. He's off the IR, and he could play in this game. Even if he comes back near 100%, they still have a real tough hill to climb because their last three games are at Carolina, of course, Sunday. Then they have to play the Vikings and then at the Lions.
And I think the question is, if he plays, can Rodgers be effective after breaking his collarbone? Because the Packers, they're probably going to have to win out to get into the postseason. Carolina, they finished the season with Green Bay Sunday, then Tampa, and home in the season finale in Atlanta. The Falcons could be very well – that Falcons game could very well decide the division or a wild card spot.
Yeah, I can't remember a year when so many teams are in the hunt this late in the season. There are six teams in the NFC with a truly legitimate chance to play in the postseason. Five or six teams still in the AFC playoff race. So it's really exciting, nice to see, because a lot of times this time of year, a lot of teams have already checked out. For Green Bay, if it's not a must-win, it's really close. I think it probably is a must-win. I think Carolina can finish 2-1 and be assured of getting in.
Cam Newton, he doesn't have the great stats that you would like to see, 16 touchdowns, 11 interceptions, but – he's starting to make plays with his feet again like the old Cam. Last week he had a 62-yard touchdown run or a 62-yard run that set up the winning score, and he's rushed for over 500 yards on the season.
Yeah, he's a little bit older now, but he's still got it. I mean, he got caught from behind on that play, but again, he's a big quarterback in the NFL. He's supposed to get caught from behind, but yeah, 500-plus yards rushing for a quarterback in the NFL is great, and it's not just the yards. I mean, he's avoiding sacks and making plays. He puts a lot of pressure on defenses when he tucks the ball and gets loose. Panthers opened as a 2-point favorite in Vegas in this game. They went to 3 about midweek. That line's going to be very fluid because it's going to be based off of Aaron Rodgers' status. Not only if he plays, but how healthy is he going to be. The last six meetings between these two teams were all high scoring. All six went over the Vegas total. As far as another trend to look at, the underdog is 9-3-1 against the spread the last 13 meetings. I'm going to hold off on a play on this game until I get more reports on how well Rodgers is looking in practice.
Okay, Mike, let's move right into a late afternoon game, and the top two teams in the AFC are going to meet in Heinz Field Sunday afternoon when the 10-3 Pats visit the 11-2 Steelers. The Patriots coming off a loss at Miami on Monday, which I was really shocked about. And then the Steelers, they rallied, came back to beat the Ravens last Sunday night.
Yeah, it looked like the Steelers' win streak was going to end at 7, but they outscored Baltimore 19-7 in the fourth and got that one-point win. Steelers could only manage 59 rushing yards in the win. Of course, you got to give credit to the Ravens' rush defense, which seems to always be great. Patriots' offense, they had one of their worst offensive games of 2017. 25 rush yards, and they only tried to run 10 times. I don't get that. But Brady threw two picks. You don't see that often. And basically, the Pats lost every key stat in that game.
Yeah, after dominating the Dolphins just a couple of weeks ago, they didn't look ready to play on Monday night. Just an uninspired performance on both sides of the ball. The Patriots averaging nearly 30 rush attempts per game, and as you said, only ran it 10 times on Monday night. Pitt, when they couldn't run the ball on the Ravens, Big Ben, he stepped up, made plays with his arm, completed 44 passes, 506 yards, didn't throw any interceptions, and had two touchdowns.
Yeah, he's really good. And not too long ago, Coach, we were talking about when that loss to the Jaguars, and Big Ben was contemplating hanging up the cleats.
That's right. He talked about like he was ready to call it a career, but no, he's got a new life. And listen, they can make a deep run into the playoffs.
They can, and 506 yards, that's pretty good on any level, of course, especially against that defense. Steelers opened as a home underdog in this spot. That doesn't happen. That rarely happens. In fact, the last time the Steelers were home dogs was in October of last season, and it was against the Patriots. Patriots came in as a 7-point favorite and won that game 27-16.
You know, the Steelers, they're good at home when you look at their record over the last 18 games at Heinz Field. They're 15-3. They're going to need another big game from Big Ben and wide receiver Antonio Brown, though, to get by the Patriots. The Patriots haven't lost back-to-back games since 2015. But to avoid that, they're going to need to run the football more than they did on Monday night in Miami, and they're going to have to play better on defense.
I agree with that, Coach. And the total actually opened around 53. So Vegas expects a high-scoring contest. As for the series, the Pats own the series. New England's beaten the Steelers 4 straight. The Pats are 12-4 against the number the last 16 meetings. And in fact, they've covered 4 of the last 5 meetings in Pittsburgh. New England looked bad on the road last week, but they're actually a really good road team. They've covered 13 of their last 17 road games.
All right, everyone, stay where you are. We'll be back after this quick break on Inside the Numbers.